Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is a Mandy's Aftermath Monday, presented by Jim Beam at Buffalo Wild Wings on a live imaging Monday. Special edition, boys.
Yeah.
On Mason and Ireland as we celebrate everything that went down on Friday night. Or if you're Travis and Sliwa, all that went down and went up.
Oh, let's stop picking on poor Travis and Sliwa.
Producer Lindsay is fired up.
Is she? What's she doing?
She feels like everybody is giving her a lot of heat.
Really? What are you talking about? She had a great night.
But she doesn't like the fact that we're saying Radio Tinder was an upset.
Well, I so
yeah, I told her on Friday that it is the only feature that was nominated that was on two different shows.
Yeah,
so she had that going for her.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a difference. Lindsay's very popular.
Yeah.
Very popular.
Just saying, this afternoon, be listening.
Be listening because she's fired up.
She's fired up. So, the Best Look Award.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That was a surprise.
That was a surprise because you were nominated for your puffy vest, which puffy I thought
vest.
Had a chance.
I thought it looked very puffy.
But how did Michael Zubaz's pants lose? Maybe Michael never got into the spirit of the Mandy's.
No,
maybe people got held it against him.
I know.
I'll be honest. I think Kaplan may have used bots.
Come on, guys.
That's awesome. If he did.
Don't go after the integrity of the award.
No. Okay. Chris, I think the opposite of what you think. If Kaplan had the wherewithal to use a bot, I think that is spectacular.
I think you get bonus points if you used a bot.
If he cares.
I think he totally used a bot. I think that he had friends of his sit there every day and like vote, stuff the ballot box.
But
yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Rigged election.
Are you saying he uses Sighted to get in there?
I think he may have paid people.
He used Sighted, his app, to get in there.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No. Cap took it seriously and he took home a bunch of hardware.
Yeah.
I kept saying for months, vote early and vote often.
Yeah, I know.
Are you guys going to campaign for next year?
I think, now that I know what's at stake, we should campaign more.
Yeah, I think we will campaign more. Now that we know what it's all about.
And by the way, we will, like a real election, both do positive Mason and Ireland campaign ads
and negative attack ads
like against our opponents.
Like
we will go.
I think I'm going to go negative next year too.
Good.
I think
you
it's time
go
because
negative.
I got
I
a lot
think
of
you
heat
need to attack, Greg.
I think it's time to go into attack
and,
mode.
And Jorge, you can just be magnanimous.
Well, he's just going to win anyway.
You can just be I'm Jorge. I am. Yeah, you know the thing about Jorge is we've talked enough about Jorge.
Thank you, man.
Never talk enough about
him.
No, I was going to say, you know, he really he adds so much to this show. Bergman, with all due respect, Jorge is like the MVP of the show.
What would you guys do if I like flipped?
We'd walk.
Laura and Jorge.
I would walk.
I like Laura.
Would you tear up your contract?
I love Laura. Would I what?
Would you tear up your contract?
Hey, we just signed that thing. Take it easy over there.
I don't know if I would tear it up.
I'm just trying to see if that's the way I can get rid of you guys.
Yeah. No, but we want Jorge on our show. We love Laura, by the way. Laura's fantastic.
Yes,
and Taylor is the best.
I like Taylor, too.
Taylor is the best instrumentalist of the group.
We have a great group. Yeah. I really wanted Taylor to play the fiddle.
Me, too.
So I think
although
he brought it.
Hold on. Chris did a very good job of time management at this event. There were some things that were planned that were you kind of did what Saturday Night Live does. You put more material in the show than you needed and then adjusted on the fly, which I thought was brilliant.
Well, thank you.
So
next, also Tommy was the
next
stage
time
manager.
Taylor, we should have him do a little number on his
and
fiddle.
I want you
a little
singing.
As you know, Chris, I am a fabulous singer.
I want that.
Maybe Amanda, you want to do a duet like Endless Love?
That would be
come on.
I'm gonna guess that there is another female here that has a better voice than I.
Oh,
singing.
Who would that be? Lindsay can't sing, can she? I'll ask her.
I don't know. She might be able to.
Does Lindsay really need any more shine at this point?
Laura,
how about this?
Maybe Laura can
it's
sing.
Only you in my life. You're everything that's right. All right, here we go, Amanda. This is your part.
No, I think the two of you should do
my
it together.
My first love.
Come on.
I mean, I know the song, but I don't know the words.
Every breath that I take.
Who is this? Diana Ross,
the
right?
Two of you.
Your every move
no,
I make.
No, it'd be weird, except for the gay audience, if we did it with two dudes.
That would make it even better.
All right, we might do it.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
think
great.
About it.
I think you should.
Either that or You Don't Bring Me Flowers. Another great duet.
Now,
let's
Mace,
do depressing. It's like Send in the Clowns. We can't. Oh, we
yeah,
gotta
no,
do.
No. Now, Mace, I did notice on Friday that you had forgotten.
Yes.
That you were going to be singing
totally
the national
forgot.
Anthem.
Morales said it. I looked around the table. I'm like, oh.
You looked.
Although
you
know what happened?
Out.
It was like a hockey game.
Everybody joined in, which was great.
That was a highlight to me. Of like,
that was a cool
key
moment.
And me next to you singing the national
singing,
anthem.
By the way, completely off key.
Well, no,
completely different.
Well, they
notes.
Tried to make it. They brought the Jimi Hendrix
right, which I can't
song,
sing
and nobody
Jimi
can
Hendrix.
Sing to that.
Yeah, and then Morales and Key jumped in, and the entire place
and
it was like a hockey
did.
Crowd.
I was
everybody
singing
sang.
It. We all were.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was great. You ready for our next summertime big event?
Summertime.
Oh, what is this? Oh, you don't. You guys do this. We got time.
You don't bring me flowers.
Yeah, you don't all bring right. me flowers.
Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand.
You don't bring me flowers.
You know they went to grade
don't
school together?
Right. Me love song.
She forgot me. It's okay.
Now Neil's kind of talks.
Hardly talk to me at the day. At the end of the day.
At the
end
up.
Of the day.
Yeah.
I remember when.
Oh,
yeah,
cute.
I think you do need. I think you do
cute.
Need Mason and Ireland
yes.
doing a duet next year
yes.
at the Mansion
with the band, the full
with
band.
The band, full.
Where'd you get that band? That band was good
from Citrus College Night Shift.
Yeah,
Citrus College did all the lighting and those effects, the stage, the building of it. You know. That also was pretty important.
Thank you to them.
Let me mention Kyle and Gus, the video and our audio guys. Kyle and Gus, shout out to those guys.
Those were the guys Jorge was controlling in the back. They were all back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're already starting to take notes for next year, so we'll put down a duet with you guys.
Okay, good.
Excellent
idea. Get that down. That is an excellent idea.
Sure, that'll sell tons of tickets.
I'm sure it will sell out.
I think people would like that.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Especially now. Yeah, if you weren't at this party, you're like,
we're
oh, man,
we're
looking
for a bigger venue next year to accommodate even more.
Okay, I've got
SoFi?
It. Crypto.com Arena.
SoFi. SoFi Stadium. Yeah. Let's
yes,
do SoFi
totally.
Stadium.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
The next big event this summer. You ready? It's only in
ready.
A few weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, like
we
3 weeks.
We're hosting our very own All-Star Friday Night Extravaganza.
I've
mentioned this before. We're going to have our wiffle ball bash with all the fans. They get to do the home run derby.
You're not going to have Mason do anything athletic, are you?
Yeah.
Well, that
I'm
normally ends,
I'm hoping
that
for
normally
another
ends
mace
badly.
Plant.
Oh, God. Can we just bury the mace plant once
I
and for
we
all?
I think we might be able to just put you in bubble wrap.
It looked even worse on the big screen.
On giant screens?
Than it looked on my phone. It was brutal. No, I actually am excited about this. So it's going to be where?
Friday, July 15th, City of West Covina, the sports complex, also known as Field of Dreams.
Yep.
We'll have the Wiffle Ball Bash. Then we've got the Celebrity, which is really just all of us.
Yeah.
All-Star Softball Game. Do you know which position you're
going to
play?
I'm going to play designated hitter.
Travis is going to pitch. Amanda said I'd be a good catcher, which I think a lot of people know that. And all our shows will be broadcasting live starting at 10 a.m., 10 to 7. Here's the thing. You don't have to pay to get in.
Free.
You don't have to be on a list. Just show up all day long, party with us.
Open to the public.
But if you want to get on the VIP list.
Okay.
And who doesn't want to be VIP?
And what do you get on the VIP list? Special access?
Special access. We'll probably come up with shirts. You
shirts.
Get to, like, hang out with Jorge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Drink
okay.
a beer with him. I don't know.
Good.
Text the word STAR to 40705. Everyone in attendance will also have a chance to win tickets to the Midsummer Classic.
Oh, the Midsummer Classic.
At a certain stadium in Los Angeles where they play baseball.
A local baseball game. That is fantastic.
So that's going to be a great party. It's going to be a beautiful summer Friday night. My bestie won't be there, though. He's already told me.
Well, no, that's my birthday. Friday, the July 15th. So my wife is whisking me somewhere. I'm not sure.
You don't?
Where.
Is it a secret trip?
But she'll slip up and tell me. She always does.
There are no secrets. Now here's the thing. I am really concerned about this, as I often am when we do big events like this. I am going to. This is softball, not baseball, right? Celebrity softball game.
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to go to a
batting
cage
cages?
To get ready for this game.
Okay.
I am going to go, and I will be impressive as a designated hitter.
You know what you should
do? I cannot track a fly ball to save my life anymore, so I don't think I'm going to play in the field. I'm just a DH.
You should switch it.
Switch hit?
Yeah.
I've been doing that for years. So
I've always been a switch hitter. Are you
there
kidding
you
me?
There you go.
There's your promo, everybody.
Thought you would walk right into that, and you did.
Yeah. No, that's going to be really fun. Everybody will be part of that. And how do we even field two sides? Like, do we have enough people for two teams?
I mean,
is it like everybody from the staff, or is it listeners,
Who
is it?
Well, we'll use people from the back, and you know,
the back, the front, back. The sides.
I will be an umpire.
Yeah. Oh, you will be an umpire.
No, I think you'd be a good third baseman.
I will
third
not
base
be
woman.
Playing because of my back.
Oh, that's right. Well, you could probably DH.
You can't swing?
You can't swing.
I don't think
you
the part's going to be
I'm going to have a giant whipper in. I'm going to go through a whole can of Skull that night. Just spin.
Oh, that sounds safe.
Dipping is just the grossest
Chris
thing in the world.
It's going to be a nightmare that night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine me on a baseball field just running around like crazy?
You know
is
what?
Key going to be there?
Key is coming in. You know I don't do an event unless I can get
He's coming in for the 15th?
That's because, as I said, you're like the little dog in Key's bag that he carries around with him everywhere.
Yes, you are.
He
you're like the little
it.
Yippie dog in the bag.
That's what Chris is to Keyshaw.
I don't know if I'd call Chris little.
No.
Yeah.
Again, if you're going to hedge your bets, that's not a bad guy to be attached to.
There he is. There he is.
Hey, the Key's going
Key's
places.
Got a birthday coming up, I think, right?
Yeah,
his
the day after.
That same weekend.
It's
that same weekend?
Yeah, his weekend. His birthday's a week after mine, but he's celebrating it that
so
weekend.
So I got invited to that?
I sent you a text.
I know. I'm excited about that.
Yes.
And that's an all-day affair.
Is it?
It's Key's pool party.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Uh-huh. And you got to wear trunks. Nothing.
Yeah. Because we all got invited to Key's wedding with the iPads when they sent
when
in,
you
and you didn't.
I did not.
But so maybe you'll get an iPad this
time.
Did
you get invited to Key's wedding?
Yeah, I did not go, but he let me keep the iPad.
You didn't?
No.
I didn't know him then, so I wasn't invited. If I would, I'd be
Ireland
there.
And I were invited, and we got the iPads that were the invitations they sent out.
Which I thought was a very cool touch, but had to be pricey.
That is unbelievable.
So I got a box. It's an iPad. You turn it on, and it's an invite to
Am
Key's
I expecting
wedding.
An iPad from Key for his birthday party? Is he going to send me an iPad?
I wonder what we will get at Key's birthday party.
Does he give away, like, a swag bag?
I mean,
I would
imagine. I don't know, but there's going to be, like, 350 people.
Is there?
He owns, like, 15 Paneras. He'll at least
sold
get
them
food.
No, he sold them. Yeah.
Oh, did he?
He liquidated.
Yeah, he sold the Paneras.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
He still has the building, Beverly Hills, though.
Yeah, that
he
that
still
building
just owns the building.
That building used to house a very good soul food restaurant.
He asked you not
loves,
to talk
he
about
loves that
on bit. Friday night.
He goes, "Don't bring up my restaurant."
Yeah, don't bring
it was
up
a real
my
estate
restaurant.
Deal.
That's one of those repeat John Ireland.
Yeah,
stories.
That is.
By the way, can we hold on? I want to jump on that real quick
because
it was Lindsay and Greg's responsibility to talk about most repeated stories.
Oh, it was
from
so
you
bad.
Guys, right?
That was
yeah,
such
that,
a
kind
rough.
That kind of
flopped. It flopped big time, not kind of.
But I want to tell you, Greg had told me what they were going to do, and I told him it sucked, and he still did it.
Yeah, I still did it because I didn't think of anything else in time.
Let me say this, though. I thought, Chris, you did a very good job of sticking and moving, so if anything like that didn't work, we were on to the next thing very quickly.
Go figure.
You
something from Bergman didn't work.
Yeah, that was the,
shocking.
That was the one flop of the night.
It
and
was.
It
the only
from Bergman.
Flop.
Yeah, flop.
Yeah, but so we live and learn, you know?
And in rehearsals, so I had him playing Key in rehearsals. That's why he was a little late to your show on Friday. I looked at him and I said, okay, you got a minute and a half. Are you guys ready? He goes, it may only be a minute. I go, well, do we need to just cut it because we can use the time? No, it'll be good. It'll be good. I said, you and Lindsay have talked about it? Yeah, it'll be good. I said, it better be, and we just moved on. And
Well, now we know.
I knew it was going to be bad from the text thread from the two nights before.
That was a disaster in itself, and I knew it wasn't going to go well. But
yeah, I was shocked. But I thought I couldn't believe you went there.
I couldn't believe I went there either. Yeah. I thought that was a good moment to do it, and apparently it was the wrong moment.
The exact worst movement.
Do that.
Worst moment.
Graphic.
Speaking of which.
Thanks, Jorge. Oh,
go to Jorge's Twitter, @JabCamLA. Retweet the tweet, because we want LA to be able to see the amazing open Jorge put together. We need 300 retweets. I think we're well on our way. But go to Twitter, retweet that tweet. Okay?
Yeah, we're halfway there, but we've kind of stalled out, so we need people to pick
Come
up
on,
and
people.
Retweet.
Come on, people. We want to show you
we're
the
more
big
than halfway
fancy intro.
The last person to retweet it is #WorthySplash.
Love it.
That's for you, John.
Love it.
All right, coming up next, more of just goofing around. It is Live Imaging Monday. It's LIM. Is that what we're calling
LIM.
It? This is
yes,
LIM,
it's
Live
LIM.
Imaging Monday.
Not LIMP, but LIM.
LIM. It is a Mandy's Mayhem Monday, and I've got a little Woj news coming up next.
I like it.
Yeah, we'll get to that too. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Mandy's Aftermath Monday, presented by Buffalo Wild Wings and Jim Beam on Mason and Ireland. Award-winning show of the year. Bless you guys.
Yes.
You took home craziest host.
Craziest.
John took home most knowledgeable host.
I think that's right.
And the diva.
And the diva. That's right.
Thank
diva.
You.
Biggest
diva.
Thank you. Completely.
Yeah,
undeserved.
You guys ended up with 4 awards total.
That's good. I was super
and Jorge
happy.
Jorge got associate producer of the year.
That's right.
Yeah.
5.
It was a big
night.
The
show did really well.
It was kind of a divide between our show and Sedano and Cap.
Yeah, how many did Sedano and Cap end up with?
Well, Lindsay got 2.
Oh, they had
Cap
6?
Got 2.
And no, Cap got 3.
Cap got 3.
Oh, right. Oh, wow.
He got, what did he get? He got host of the year.
Best look.
Best host of the year.
And man of the people.
And man of the people.
Which are probably the best 3 awards, right?
Screw you. I think show of the year is the best award.
And Travis and Sliwa won 0.
Sliwa's in the beef of the year. He was
yeah,
a part of it.
Yeah, but there's no trophy for that. That was the last.
Yeah, I would have given it to Slee. Trust me. I started feeling sorry for that table.
Still a great night.
Still a great night.
Did you hear that Mario wants to off of that table next
year?
Good for you, Mario.
That's cold, Mario. Right in the middle of the Mandy's, you won out.
They were really disappointed the most in the Ask Slee.
I thought Ask Slee was a lock.
Well, I told them that.
So did we. We had stuff prepared to play.
Yeah, they had a whole package ready to play. And so I don't think anybody thought Radio Tinder was going to win.
Yeah, never underestimate Radio Tinder.
All right, so what's Woj saying?
Okay.
Woj bombs.
Woj bomb. Woj on SportsCenter just said that the Lakers' offer for Kyrie is a sign-and-trade centered around Russell Westbrook, and the Nets are not interested.
Okay.
So that means that if on Thursday or whatever the day is it Thursday, Kyrie would have to pick up his...
Wednesday.
Wednesday. If he picks up his contract, if he picks up his extension...
For $37 million.
He will likely, at least based on this particular statement by Woj, remain a Brooklyn Net. And if he doesn't, it would be... potentially Kyrie coming to the Lakers for a $6 million mini mid-level exemption.
Right, but if he opts in, it's not impossible that he would play on another team.
But you'd probably have to get a third team.
Oh, you almost for sure would. Unless they're, especially if his first report is, hey, the Nets aren't interested. What you've got some Windhorse sound there that Jorge, you got it back there?
I got it.
Okay. That he thinks... Brian thinks that this is unlikely but possible. Here's Windhorst.
The Nets saying, the Nets are putting out there right now that they are prepared to lose both Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. They would rather lose them both than go through what they went through last season, which was a miserable season under the situation that Kyrie Irving contributed to creating.
So Windy says both Durant and Kyrie could be gone. If Durant hits the open market, Mace, it would be the most interesting.
Oh yeah,
maybe since Kareem.
So
I'm trying to remember a player. Remember when Durant left Oklahoma City to go to the Warriors? He did so as a free agent.
Yes,
I mean LeBron's done that a couple of times, but Durant is signed for the next 4 years.
Who's got the pieces? To
well,
make
everybody,
a Durant
every
trade
team
now.
Would make an offer. It's just a matter of which one the Nets would take. But he's
now that's a deal I would offer Anthony Davison.
He's well, every you'll be shocked at what comes up if KD hits the open market, everybody's going to offer their best.
One and his point is they'd rather go in with both or none. In other words, with both Kyrie and KD or with neither Kyrie and KD. I think it's fair to say that entire Nets experience, for all the talk about super teams and all that stuff, Harden, Kyrie, KD, complete flop, and now it's continuing to melt down. Brooklyn went all in on that stuff. And I'm not saying I wouldn't have gone. If you can put those guys together, I guess you put those guys together. But it just didn't work. Sometimes you put really big stars on the same team. It doesn't work. We added Westbrook. Didn't work. They have Kyrie, KD, and Harden. Didn't work. It's really hard to get the right superstars. The right superstars in the right place at the right time.
But I think you got to go for it when you get a chance.
Hell
don't
yes.
You?
Hell yeah. Yes. Yeah, I mean, I'd go on the idea of KD being here.
Well,
me?
I mean, or Russ or any of those guys. I mean, if and I keep saying this. I'm not allowed to advocate for players, but Rob Pelinka can look at the whole board, and he knows stuff that we don't know. And so I'm just encouraged that the Lakers are rumored to be in this thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Kyrie one is the strongest rumor. That's the strongest rumor. Are you pro-Kyrie or anti-Kyrie, Bergman?
So I've been very anti-Kyrie, but for 1 year, For 1 year. Very, very pro for 1 year, especially at $6 million. If we can get him for $6 million, pro.
By the way, on a one-year deal.
Yes, very pro on the 1 year.
If he came here on a six-year or $6 million contract, would the Lakers have to sign him right away to a long-term deal? No.
They're saying the next year, in 2023, they can give him a large deal, but he has to show that he can do it. It's kind of like the Dwight Howard thing.
So it's
where
a
Dwight
prove
Howard
it
came
contract.
In. Prove it contract. Yes, at $6 million for Kyrie? Absolutely.
Yeah, you said, John, you have said, we were just talking off the air, that you cannot imagine somebody turning down $30 million.
Yeah.
Which is basically what Kyrie would do if he opted out of his deal with the Nets.
Right. It's never happened.
Right.
You know, that's why I can't imagine it. It's never happened. But Kyrie has proven that he beats to a different drum.
Yep.
He may be a guy willing to do that. I don't know, but it's up to him.
I mean, his net worth is $90 million.
I'm hearing a lot of people say, you know, tweet and put out there, hey, Lakers, go get him. The Lakers can try whatever they want, but really at the end of the day, it's up to Kyrie. The next shoe that's going to drop in this is Wednesday. What's Kyrie going to do with this one-year player option? Is he going to opt in or is he going to opt out? And that'll, you know, then Mace, it could be the most, if he opts out on Wednesday and then Durant asks for a trade, it could be the most interesting 4 days in NBA history.
Oh, sure. Well, this week is going to be great no matter what.
Because free agency opens Thursday.
Thursday at 3 p.m. our time, so right in the middle. And we'll start getting – the way it went down like a couple of years ago, we were doing – I think it was Domingo Higante, one of those. Martes Higante.
Yes.
Domingo.
This is Jueves Higante.
Viernes Higante.
Miraculous.
Yes. But I remember the night. I don't know if you remember this. I don't think you were probably listening to us, but it was me and the Cam brothers, and we were certain that Paul George was coming to the Lakers. Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of people believed that.
Certain. And it leaked out about an hour before that they were throwing a big party in Oklahoma City because Paul George was going to stay there. And we ended up just hammering the town of Palmdale, which is...
Where Paul George grew up.
And then of course winds up with the Clippers a year later. But it'll be fun. There'll be all kinds of rumors. The Lakers are going to be in it for a lot of guys on the veterans minimum contracts, and they've probably.
And by the way, they've got to fill
guys.
A bunch of that. Right now, here's the only players that we know for sure,
yeah,
are coming back: LeBron, Anthony Davis, Talen Horton Tucker, Kendrick Nunn, Austin Reeves, and Max Christie, the guy they just drafted.
Right.
He's actually not signed yet, but the Lakers have his draft rights. Westbrook, we think, is going to opt in.
Yep. So that's seven.
But then that would leave you with 7-8 spots to fill. I mean, you can go 13 and sign up to as many as 15.
The question is, what do you do with the – if Kyrie doesn't come here for $6 million, what kind of player – Do the Lakers recruit for that mini mid-level?
Well, I think two things I'd be looking for if I was Rob. One, outside shooting.
Yep.
You need guys who can knock down outside shots. The Lakers' offense created more open threes than for any other team in the league last year. The Lakers were number one in open threes. Yep. They just didn't make them. And then you got to get people that can lock up defensively, because the defense is, at the end of the year, is what let them down. I think they got the right coach. I think Darvin Ham is going to be good. But you got to give him the right pieces to make this work.
Do you think, and I'm going to just speculate, what about KCP for the mini mid-level exception? He'd be great. I don't know, but maybe you can't get him. Maybe he's worth more than the mini mid-level.
Yeah, that's the type of player that you want to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Clutch guy, been here before, knows what he's getting into.
Can defend. Is a good catch and shoot guy.
Yeah, but
that's again, the kind of player.
Yeah, again, I'm not allowed to advocate for specific players, but I don't think anybody would be upset if that happened.
No, I'd be all for that. I'd be all for that. Yeah, I think again. So the deadline is this: Kyrie makes a decision one way or the other on his extension on Wednesday.
Right, if not sooner.
Free agency opens Thursday at 3 p.m. our time.
Right. And that's the Wild West, and anybody can go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Will there be
and
a
by the way, it happens fast. Remember how they start rolling in? Like, despite the fact that you're not allowed to even speak to players, shockingly, 1 minute after 3 o'clock, guys will get signed.
Well, remember, our friend Mitch Kupchak stood on Timofey Mozgov's porch with a bag of money and handed it to him right at 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight Eastern, on that particular night, same night he gave Lou Eldang that money. It's, you know what? You can go wrong in this scenario. Although the one thing I'll say is it's harder to go wrong on one-year contracts. Like, a one-year contract is here and gone. Here and gone, as opposed to the Mozgov Deng deals, which were multi-year deals
right.
that the Lakers got saddled with. There will probably only be one-year deals in this scenario.
Right, and you'll see these things come together fairly quickly. So after Wednesday and Thursday is going to be crazy around here because things are going to happen fast. We'll learn what Russ is going to do. We'll learn what Kyrie's going to do, and then everything will flow from there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Fun week. All right, coming up next, John, you sent me this, and I think you're just trying to rain on my parade.
Which is?
My Popeye spicy chicken sandwich parade.
I'm glad you brought this up. A listener sent this to me.
Yeah.
Your sandwich is loaded with a chemical that you're not supposed to eat.
Okay, let's do that. Coming up next, Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We gonna be all right. We gonna be all right.
Are they gonna be all right, though?
Yeah, they're gonna be all right.
Mandy's Aftermath they Monday, presented by Jim Beam, Buffalo Wild Wings. Live imaging Monday, Mason in Ireland.
Yeah. And Travis and Sliwa, you're picking on Travis and Sliwa. They, you know, they're new. They're new. Sliwa's been in this business for like 10 minutes.
Were you guys excited that Ramona won fill-in host of the
year? I really was. I thought that was a lock for Michael Thompson. I was pleased to see Ramona win.
We can say this now. Did Michael get punished because he refused to attend the Mandy's?
Michael didn't get punished. I don't like that Michael didn't attend the Mandy's. I also don't like some of the things Michael has said on the air, and I've told him that to his face.
But do you think it cost him prospective awards?
I think one issue with Michael is, you know, he doesn't really... He kind of poo-poos on a lot of things.
He's aloof. He's above it.
I think Michael brings a lot to the show, especially back when Lindsay was producing and him and Lindsay kind of had this little rapport. I think Michael brings a lot, but he always poo-poos on stuff. He won't cut promos.
Won't cut promos.
Won't cut liners.
No liners.
Won't growl.
Won't growl. Exactly. Won't growl.
You know, I mean, Michael, you were like, what, the backup? I mean, who are you to be above this radio station?
Yeah, no.
We keep him relevant.
It's true. We do. We keep him relevant. Yeah.
John's the star of the broadcast.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, if you went around the city and said, who's on the Lakers broadcast, radio broadcast, they'd say John Ireland.
Well, but
sure
I disagree. I think
and
Michael's
that guy that
the
eats.
Star of the broadcast. The guy that eats chips?
Yes.
Yeah, he's, oh, no, he's pretty
I wish
good.
I hope that part of this for next year is that Michael is there, because he is a fan favorite.
Oh, I'm going to work on him. Yes, I'm going to try and talk him into it.
Right, Mason and Ireland continues now.
All right.
So now, did I kind of rain on your parade by pointing this out about your beloved Popeye's chicken sandwich?
So let's be clear about what we're talking about here. So Ireland, you know, I love a good Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich.
Yes, you do.
One of my favorite meals, one of my favorite foods. I'll take that over any of the other chicken joints out there. So you send me this story that says that the Popeye's chicken sandwich has a lot of MSG in it. Now, here's my question. Who the hell cares? What is MSG? What does it do? Why is it bad for you?
Okay.
Why should I care about eating it?
I can't
it?
Answer all these questions.
Okay.
All right. Now, first of all, you need to know that your spicy chicken sandwich is spiked with MSG 3 times.
Okay.
Okay. It's injected into the chicken. Then it's added into their spicy seasoning. And then it's added to the batter.
Yum.
In the form of yeast extract,
okay,
which is essentially MSG disguised by another name. Here's why you don't want a lot of MSG.
Okay.
It's purely used to make you crave their food and eat more than you should, which I think you would admit is working on you, right?
That is absolutely working. It is a very effective use of MSG.
There is simply no other reason to use MSG, according to foodbabe.com.
Here's the thing, though. Doesn't it make things taste better? Isn't that why they're using it? And why do I care about anything but the taste?
All right, now this may answer that question.
Okay.
MSG
can
also help you gain weight despite how many calories you eat. A study from the University of North Carolina looked at the diets of 750 men and women and found those who ate MSG were more likely to be overweight or obese.
Oh, no.
Even with the same amount of physical activity and calorie intake. So if you're not overeating, MSG could be silently packing on the pounds. Now, as anything I've mentioned or read or told you in the last 5 minutes convince you not to get a Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich the next time you go to Popeye's.
You did take it down in 3 minutes.
True.
Jorge did order
Popeye's one day. Were you here when he ordered? I don't think you were here the day.
Yeah,
he
was. I got him food too.
Oh, that's right. You ate. Yeah, I pounded that sandwich. I mean, I was like all about that. No, I don't think it affects me, John. I'll be honest. Although I will say this. I'm officially
212.2.
Yeah, and Burton's
eight,
like 185 now.
Off my 213.7 high, 212.3.
Hey, that's a pound and a half.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Lose
Jorge,
it.
Jorge, is that applause or is that? No, that's not.
That was like
applause.
A.
Yeah, lose it. No, I'm doing the new one. I'm doing that Noom thing.
What'd you have for dinner last night?
Okay, let me think. Yesterday.
Oh, you're thinking of a lie.
Okay. No, yeah,
no,
I'm
no,
not lying.
No,
I'm
be
not
honest.
Lying. Yesterday morning, I had a breakfast sandwich from Starbucks.
Okay.
380 calories. Then I went to the movies. Oh, I'll tell you about that. Had two large popcorns, or had a large popcorn.
What'd you say? Did you go to the Elvis movie?
I went to the Elvis movie.
Oh,
I'll tell you about it in a minute.
Okay.
Then I had a chicken sandwich, plain old healthy chicken sandwich for dinner. I had myself roll in at about 1,700 calories, which is good to lose weight.
What did you have for dessert?
Nothing.
Zero.
Nothing. Zero.
No Reese's peanut butter cups.
Except for these new little cookie things with indica that I take right before I go to sleep.
See, that's more acceptable, though.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
All right, forget that. You buried the lead. How's the Elvis movie?
It's all right.
Really?
Overrated.
Oh, man, I'm disappointed.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be great.
Look, here's the thing.
All right, you know what that means for me? Wait till it comes out.
if you want, and by the way, I think it's great on the big screen. It looks really great up there. It's like an
It's Baz Luhrmann, right? The Baz same Luhrmann. Guy that did Moulin Rouge.
Yes. It's like a two-hour music video about Elvis. It never stops. It just goes, goes, and goes. I don't feel... The kid that plays Elvis is great. Austin Butler. He's fantastic. He does vocals. He does some of the singing. You get the origin of a lot of his songs. You get lots of jumpsuits and capes. You get all the stuff that you would expect from an Elvis movie.
Is it mostly skinny Elvis or fat Elvis?
It's split down the middle.
How is Tom Hanks as Colonel Parker?
He's like some sort of this is not Tom Hanks' good performance.
Really?
No, he comes off like a Bond villain. It's like he's got an accent. I don't really know it to be an accent of anybody in particular. Like, what accent is Tom Hanks doing? I'm not even sure. But it's not his best performance for sure.
John, this is very important. He's saying something negative about a movie, Mason, right now.
Right. He's just said it's all right. Yeah. Which for Mason is like saying it stinks.
Exactly. If you say it's all right, that means it's awful.
Yeah.
Long or short?
2 hours.
Okay.
2 hours, so it's not crazy long. We do get a good, let's talk a little more conversation. We get that.
Now, a lot of people think this movie is going to make Austin Butler a star.
I do agree with that. I do agree with that. You know, he's apparently married. Somebody, I think,
no,
Juan,
he's dating
Vanessa Hudgens.
No.
Oh, is that
maybe
my behind?
Used to. Yes. He's now dating Kaia Gerber. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't. Is that? Oh, that's got to be Randy Gerber's daughter.
More importantly,
Cindy Crawford.
Daughter.
I knew it was one of those. Yeah, I knew it was one of those. Yeah, I'm sure she's a lovely woman. Little more action.
Yeah, I was like actually going to go into a theater and see it. Now you've convinced me to wait. I'll wait.
Yeah, sorry, got to shoot straight. You guys always say I'm over the top.
A movie has to stink for you not to be a fan.
It's really got to be. Yeah, it's got to be bad for me to not like it. I think this is fine. It made a lot of money. I'm happy that people are going to theaters.
Did you notice anyone else in it besides Austin Butler and Tom Hanks? Are there any other performances that caught your attention?
No, none. Okay. It really is those two characters. Now, I will say this. I went to see it at the AMC Theaters Dine-In over in Marina Del Rey. Have you guys been to that one, the Dine-In?
I've driven by it.
Recliners and all that stuff.
I always fall asleep in those
theaters. So how much do you think it was for two tickets, two large popcorns, two Diet Cokes?
Okay, two tickets, $20 each. That's going to be
$50.
No, you're low. 40 alone for the tickets. For the condiments, I'm going to go another 40. I'm going to say $78.
You're in the ballpark. $85.
Wow. I was low.
Jeez.
$85. Now, the tickets at this place, and AMC, if you're listening, $24. They have some sort of dynamic pricing thing so that if you go to see it at a really good time, $24 for a movie is too much. You want to kill AMC, you want to kill the business with $24 tickets, you go right ahead. But that is way too much money to spend on a movie, especially this one. You'd be disappointed. Next big one, Thor, Love and Thunder. You're not in on that, Taika Waititi.
Is that
it's going to be
Marvel
fantastic.
Movie?
Yeah.
Thor?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I saw Cha-Cha Real Smooth.
Yeah, what did you think of Cha-Cha Real
Smooth?
It
was really, really good.
It is.
They did a really nice job with it. I was surprised that it was based around the guy. It wasn't...
Based around the girl with...
It wasn't based around her.
It was not.
It was not. It was based around the guy that was kind of like watching her and was kind of, you know, helping her out.
Yes.
Which was shocking to me. I thought, but it was good.
Well,
the
thing about that movie that is a gigantic deal to me, first of all, it's really good. It's one of the best portrayals I've seen of a child with autism in a movie, played by an actress who is autistic. But Cooper Rafe is the guy that wrote, directed, and stars in that movie. And he's great.
Great.
Right, what's the name of it again?
Cha-Cha Real Smooth. It's streaming on Apple Plus.
Okay.
I think it's this year's kind of coda movie.
All right, cool. All right, hey, before we get into Bobcat, Kornheiser and Wilbon have just tackled the subject of Kyrie Irving. Let's listen in and hear what they had to say.
We can agree on that, numbers aside. Let's move to the latest chapter, Tony, in your favorite story, the Kyrie Irving saga. The New York Daily News reports that the Nets have given Irving permission to speak with other teams about sign and trade packages. Irving has until Wednesday to opt in to the final year of a Nets deal that would pay him more than $36 million in one season. Tone, what does this report tell you about where things stand between Irving and the Nets?
Well, the first thing it tells you is they stand on quicksand at the moment. If you have a player, and I don't know the origin of this, who said what first, but if you have a player who goes to the team and says, I'd like to make a deal to get me out of here, and then the team says, we're happy if you make a deal to get you out of here, that tells you that relationship is terrible. That is number one. The relationship is terrible. Now, I don't know if Kyrie Irving can find a willing trade partner. I don't know how many teams want to trade for someone who demonstrated this year that he's a terrible teammate and a terrible employee. But maybe they can find someone, maybe even a contender, because he's a great player. And he has delivered a championship. And that is meaningful. But I'm not certain who wants to take him on. You know, Mike, a lot of people say that Kyrie Irving is misunderstood. I think he's very well understood. I think he's very well understood. Yeah. He can deliver a championship. Yeah. He can also take 3 days off for a birthday party and not care.
Here's what I understand. He's toxic. That's what I understand. He's a dreadful teammate. And most teams don't want him. Now, Tony, this story is now so huge. This could lead to Kevin Durant, though 4 years under contract with the Nets, saying, you know what? I'm going to leave too now because you didn't put on the floor what you promised me, or you put it on the floor for a minute and a half, and then you got rid of it. The Lakers, according to Woj, are interested on some level because, Tony, as toxic as he is, LeBron James, perhaps, who won with him, could be convinced because LeBron wasn't even in the play-in, all right? So maybe LeBron can be convinced, though it would take Kyrie a big decline in pay. He'd have to go down to $6 million exception, the mid-level. And LeBron could say, you know what? I'll take on this delusional egomaniac. I can do this because maybe I can get one more great performance out of him because he has physical greatness in him. But, Tony, how can you count on this guy? You can't count on him. And so the Nets are in a position now where they said, you know what? Rather than come back with status quo, which we just went through for an entire season, and we got swept out in the first round, we will let you try and drum up your own deal because we're not going to go through another season of this, even if it means losing Kevin Durant, which is unthinkable. It's unthinkable. The story is going to dominate, Tone. It is, and you call this a Friday.
All right, so a lot to unpack there. What do you think?
Delusional. What was the phrase? Delusional narcissist.
I'm not going to accuse either one of those guys of being wrong, but here's the bottom line. We work and live in a talent-driven league.
Star-driven
Thank
town.
You. Star-effing-driven town. That. I think you got a chance. You got to explore it.
Yeah. Put a little poll out. What will happen with Kyrie? The choices: opts in with the Nets and stays, sign and trade to the Lakers, or $6 million with the Lakers. What do you think the polling is heading towards?
Well, I think people vote with their hearts. The best thing for the Lakers would be $6 million to the Lakers. I'll say that's number one.
It is 51% say $6 million to the Lakers. 26% say opts in and stays with the Nets. And only 23% says sign and trade to the Lakers. It would take a third team to do a sign and trade.
Well, remember, Kyrie controls this. You can say if you're a Laker fan, hey, Lakers, go get them. Lakers can't just go out and get him. Kyrie needs to make the decision first, what he's doing with his player option, and that decision will be made in the next 48 hours.
Going to be a fascinating week.
It's going to be going to be an interesting week.
All right, coming up next for you is Bobcat. Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you're hiring, there's one solution that's been advancing technology for years, and that's ZipRecruiter. Now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, it gets sent out to over 100 top job sites. Then, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies people with the right skills and experience and invites them to apply to your job. It's a winning formula. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. So if you want to step up your hiring game, give ZipRecruiter a shot. You got nothing to lose. Because right now you get a chance to try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. What are you waiting for? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/LA.
Yes, indeed. Amandy's Mayhem Monday. And also a live imaging Monday presented by Buffalo Wild Wings and Jim Beam. This is the award-winning show of the year.
Yes.
And it's also time for a segment that could be an award-winning segment next year. Maybe.
Wasn't even nominated this year, Chris. That's a little discouraging.
It's kind of brand new, right? Bobcat just started.
Bobcat. It is the year of the
Bobcat.
It could be the year of the cat for the Mandy's 2 in 2023.
There you go.
Are we ready, Corporate Greg, with an award-winning Bobcat?
I am ready to go, Chris.
Take it away, Corporate Greg.
Thanks a lot, Chris. All right, so Twins pitching coach Wes Johnson has helped get Minnesota to first place through June.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's leaving the Twins after this series versus the Guardians after four seasons with the club to take a job with the LSU Tigers as the pitching coach. He took
In the middle of the season.
He took the same job just in college. I don't know the money he's getting, but I'm sure it was a good amount. Why do you think he's leaving a pro job for a college job in the middle of the season for the exact same job?
Well, money might play into it, number one. And number two, you don't know what his family situation is.
You don't know if that's if it's an older coach at LSU that he's going to be the coach in waiting.
Yeah, and
maybe he's got family in Louisiana. It could be a lot of things.
A lot of times the pitching coach, particularly at the college level, is tied to the manager. Like they're old friends and they kind of come as a package deal. So that could have something to do with it. You're right, Greg. It's rare that a guy would leave the majors, as they used to say in Bull Durham, would leave the show to go someplace that isn't the show. But this guy's obviously doing it for one of those reasons. It is an interesting twist, though. You don't see in the middle of the season very many guys doing
that. I'm just going to expect, like my brother, Brian, Brian Mashonsky, who lived in Florida for a bunch of years, his daughter had a grandbaby, so my brother moved back to Ohio to meet near the baby. Like, family decisions also come into play. Originally, I would think, why would you move from Florida to Toledo? But I get it, because of the kids. So you never know what the family situation is. I would guess maybe it has something to do with that.
Yeah, I guess maybe. But in the middle of the season, it's very weird. On a first-place team, too. So that's just the...
Yeah, Bergman. The station Twitter account, I assume this was Carlo, put out a tweet earlier...
Best I've ever looked.
...that says... Does Greg Bergman need to start an OnlyFans to win Producer of the Year at the next Mandy's? And Jeanette, one of our listeners, has responded with three words. Good Lord, no.
I think Jeanette's right.
The idea of you having an OnlyFans page like Lindsay is not going over, at least not yet.
No, absolutely not. And that's not why she won. No. She just won
good
because
Lord,
she's a good producer.
No.
I don't want to do that anyway.
Yeah.
Bobcat.
All right, so I closed out that. Let's see. A woman on TikTok told a story about how she was getting married and had six extra invitations. Sorry, Jorge, I didn't know you knew this one.
You took Jorge's topic?
Apparently, I didn't know about that.
Start scrambling, Briones.
Uh-oh.
I got other ones for you. So she found the wealthiest area in Canada and sent those invitations to the six biggest houses she saw. Only one came back, and it happened to be Bill Gates' estate. Mm. Bill's assistant called the woman and said that Mr. Gates was unable to attend but wanted to give $10,000 as
a
gift.
Wow.
The woman turned her down and didn't take the money and said it was just a social experiment. Couple of questions. Was she right to not take the money, and how do you feel about sending invitations to rich people to see what you get?
Don't hate the idea of sending invitations to rich people. They can always RSVP no. I always do. You send me a wedding invite, I'll RSVP no. And I'll probably get you a gift.
Yeah.
Juan
actually wrote a letter to President Clinton after he graduated from UCSB, and they sent back I assume it was signed by Bill Clinton or auto-signed, but he got a letter back from the president congratulating him. He didn't get a gift.
I think I probably would have taken the $10,000. Bill Gates wouldn't. It's like couch cushion change to him.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would have taken the money.
Yeah, well, Bergman, would you have taken the money?
No, I would have given the money back. I wouldn't have taken it.
You could always donate it to charity.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could have, but he has the money, which is the one thing about it. But, you're kind of lying.
$10,000 to him is like 10 bucks.
I mean, you guys always say, hey, just send us things and we'll send you something off of your registry, which I think is great. But, I don't know. I wouldn't do this in this situation. I think it's a little bit weird.
Yeah, I'm against you. I'd take the money.
I know. Yeah, I would probably take the money in this scenario too. Yeah,
in most cases, the answer is we're all taking give me the $10,000.
You know, no, there are no Kyries here.
Bobcat.
All right, so I stole one of Jorge, so I'm just going to go again.
Okay.
Australian outlet Pop Topic spoke to a guest close to a spoke to somebody that was close to Disney executives that said that Johnny Depp is close to reprising his role as Captain Jack Sparrow. For $301 million.
He's going to be paid $301
million? $301 million. The canceling of Johnny Depp seems to have disappeared. How much faith do you have in this report after you both said that he was done?
Well,
no, I said that I thought that Johnny Depp was fine and that Amber Heard is done.
Yeah, and I think that in the end, I don't know that Johnny Depp was canceled, was he? I mean, he said a bunch of nasty stuff. He won the case, though, which makes it different. Look, I've got, he's a weird dude, you know, but I mean, if he sells tickets, good for him. I mean, this is $301 million.
Yep.
That doesn't seem real to me.
That's as much money as Mike Trout makes.
Yeah. That does not seem real to me. I mean,
that's how much money he makes normally.
No, he doesn't make $300 million.
No, he doesn't make $300 million. Sure. Are you kidding me? Nobody makes more than $20 million.
Like Jack Nicholson doing a movie gets $20 million. But that may be how much he's made over the length of the Pirates movies. Maybe it runs his total up to $300 million. He's not getting $301 million to do one movie.
So maybe that was off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's. I'm not buying that.
Pirates roll a $301 million deal. Report. I'm just looking at the
story. Okay,
report. Just looking at the story.
Report Bob inaccurate. Cat.
All right, so Purtle. First Purtle of the week. Mason, whoa, what is that? Are we done with Purtle?
No.
Okay, I mean, we can be.
No.
All right, give me a name, any name that's currently in the NBA.
Let's go with, how about Cade Cunningham?
Cade Cunningham. All right, so in the East, in the Central, but not in Detroit, not a guard, taller than 6'6", over the age of 20, and number higher than 2.
Okay, so he's in the middle of the country. He's in Chicago, Cleveland,
Indiana.
Milwaukee, Indiana, that neck of the woods. And you said he's
6'11 on the dot.
He's 6'11. Oh,
wait, 6'11. He's taller than 6'6".
Oh, taller than 6'6".
You're ahead of us. Did you put another name in, Baxton?
Yeah.
What name did you put in?
I put in Lauri Markkanen.
All right. Try Lauri Markkanen, Bergman.
So, not on Cleveland. Is either a forward or a center. He's 6'11 on the dot, so that means he's probably a forward. Over the age of 25, number higher than 24.
Okay, so middle of the country.
You can go Indiana.
Over 25. Indiana.
What about
6'11?
What about 6'11? Could it be?
No, it's not Jared Allen because he's on.
Cleveland. No. Who's the guy that went to USC that got traded to the Bulls? Nikola Vucevic.
Nikola Vucevic.
Isn't he 6'11"?
He is 6'10". He's not on Chicago either, so it's not even a center. He's a forward at 6'11", under the age of 31, and the number is higher than 24 still.
All right, let me ask it what I think is a dumb guess, but we can always throw it out there. Is Giannis too big to be the Purtle name?
No.
Doesn't Giannis fit all that?
You want to try it?
He does.
He's 6'11". He's number 34. He's not
only is it not a dumb guess, it's the correct guess.
Oh, wow.
You got it in 4. Nice job.
That's kind of an easy Purtle, though.
Well,
big name.
Yeah.
And Tentacumpo.
All right.
Nice job.
There you have it.
Bobcat.
Thank you very much, Bergman. All right, coming up, Nick, I want to hear from you if you are at the awards. Let's talk to some people who are actually at the Mandy Awards.
All right, 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776. If you were at the Mandy's, we want to hear from you. What'd you like? What didn't you like? Should we continue to take it easy on Travis and Slee, or should we beat them up? For their failure.
For their failure.
To secure any meaningful awards at the Mandy's.
We will do that coming up next. If you missed the Mandy Awards, missed any of our coverage, we'll make sure you know who won stuff and what the show was like. And if you were there, 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.